This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Why are you laughing, Todd? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are here on Victory Monday. Woo-hoo. Again, you know, I was thinking about that this morning. Like, we've had a lot of Victory Mondays. When's the last time we lost? Like, it's got to be over a month.
I don't know.
I mean, but thank God.
I do not have my finger on the pulse of the Packers season.
Really?
No, not
so
at all.
You're the one. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm serious. Neither do I, really.
Really?
They just haven't really excited me this year at all.
Well, I'll tell you what, the game yesterday, for those who didn't watch it, if that guy would have clipped his fingernails before the game, we would not have won.
We scraped that one out.
And it's, I read that somewhere. That, yeah. And, you know, I went to see, the Packers were favored, though, but I went to see.
As they should have been,
yeah, no, right?
I mean, the record for the Bears is not favorable.
11 years or 11 games in a row? Or
brutal.
Maybe yeah, it has.
Brutal. But to win only by 1 point.
I know. So I went and saw my mom yesterday because just to bring her something to eat for the game. But she wanted some game day food. So I went there at like 10 o'clock, and she's in a pool. She's 92. And she's
well, no wonder where he gets it.
She's won the trophy like in the last 10 years. I bet you she won it 3 years.
What are my numbers, Johnny?
No, it's not that. It's just winner, loser.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is. It's just straight up, pick a winner, pick a loser. And she said, I said, well, you picked the Bears, right, Mom? Oh, no, I would never pick against the Packers. I said, Mom, never. I'm like, what, you really think they're going to go undefeated? No, I can't do that. I said, the Bears are going to win. Anyway, she was right. I was wrong. Again. But
So when you said your mom was in a pool, like my mind is not here today, so I'm like, okay.
Football pool, sorry.
Okay, no it's my fault.
92, she's not, no.
I'm like, I think it's.
I brought her lunch to the CP center where she was just bobbing around.
Luxuriously. No, I think it's been a while. But anyway, she's so sharp. I was asking her about that. I said, how's it feel? You know, 92, that's not like young. She says, I feel fine. You know, I just, you know, wish I would. She can't do as much, right? 92, you get a little, not osteoporosis, but she's a little bit of that. Anyway, she's doing great.
But she's still.
Oh, my God.
Very sharp.
Goes through all the kids.
And mobile.
Who's doing this? What's doing that? Yeah.
Anyway, living independently.
So anyway, the Packer game. We got to spend just a little bit of time on it. You didn't watch the game?
I didn't. I was in Door County with girlfriends. So we took a day and
did you watch the game,
Todd?
I listened to it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Was it okay to listen to?
I'm not that impressed with the team this year. I just don't think we're as good as we were early last year. And there's a lot of finger point going around.
Well, and, you know, we are in a very, very tough division.
Yes. Yeah.
For the first time in a long time.
Did you see the Lions?
Yes.
Was it 52 to like 9 or something? They just smoked whoever they played. And the Vikings won. And
oh, boy.
So, yeah, it's.
And
but
how
it's
does
funny.
The schedule look
keeps
for
people
the next
engaged.
Couple of weeks?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, we must play.
Well, you got to play them all, right? I mean, twice. So I know we, you know what? Obviously, we play the Lions on Thanksgiving because the Lions always play on Thanksgiving.
No. I think, don't we play the Dolphins? Don't they play the Dolphins on Thanksgiving? Gosh, we're bad.
Well, the Lions
so
play on Thanksgiving,
if you're
though.
In.
Them and they in Dallas. That was not a good thing by the NFL, especially when the Lions were no good. Now everybody's going to watch the game. But anyway,
But the game is on Thanksgiving Day is at Lambeau.
It is. Yes, and Dolphins is correct.
Dolphins.
Yep.
Okay.
But it's the night game. It's the 7
fun.
O'clock.
7 o'clock, yep. And then we've got another night game on December 5th. That's the Lions.
Wow.
And then Packers and Vikings December 29th in Minnesota.
Fun.
Oh, in Minnesota, too.
Anyway,
so
it's fun to watch
tough.
That stuff. But I will say
you
this.
And Johnny didn't even go out to the casino last week before he headed out of town.
Yeah.
So you weren't even.
I'm kind of glad I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have. I think I would have left a little money there. So,
oops.
Anyway, hey, the other thing, let's just, you know, Johnny's on vacation, but
he's hunting and in the
he's
in
never
the UP.
Shot his gun in 12 years. He said,
"We actually got it. We just got a text. Did Mino get his buck? Haven't heard.
Nobody's heard. Proof of life.
He's gonna get is playing cribbage.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and he's only gonna get knobs there if he's lucky.
Well, that's when he'll win a dollar from his brother. No, he's
and brag about it endlessly.
That's his buck. No, he said he's never shot a gun.
But he's taking his pistol because you never know what you're going to come across in those woods.
He's never shot a gun?
No, his a gun. He's never hunting. So he said, you know, did you, he said he's never gotten a deer. I'm like, oh, wow. Did you ever, like, you know, see one, get one, miss one? Because no, never shot my gun. Like, wow. Why? I don't know if I would. I wouldn't hunt I wouldn't fish for 11 years if I never got a nibble.
I think.
But I wouldn't fish anyway because I think it's really boring. Anyway.
I think Mino is part of that population, that segment of the population that deer camp is just such a misnomer, right? You like.
It's a social thing.
It's totally a social
cribbage,
thing. He is not getting in a deer stand. Not without some sort of injury or rash or
alcohol.
Self-inflicted something.
Yes. Anyway, I hope he has fun.
And to be quiet in a deer stand, can we talk about the probability of John Mino being quiet enough for animals to come on through?
Maybe that's why he's never seen a deer in 12
Anywho.
Years.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a quick bell in the background on that.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. Hey, the other thing, I don't know, you know, John's here, so I kind of thought about sports, but then I thought, oh, yeah, he's not going to be there tomorrow. Badgers, did you watch that?
Sorry.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that was tough. That would have been awesome. They played Oregon, which
defensive
is...
Defensive coordinator let go.
Yeah, yeah. That...
Oh, right after the game?
Was really... And then the Bucks, they lost in OT.
Yeah.
Bad calls. So it's like, I thought, okay, the Packers are going to lose because, you know...
So when are we going to start talking about Doc Rivers? And he obviously wasn't the magic solution.
Mm, he thinks he is, so...
Well, right. Of course, but... Giannis tries to step it up, but we've got a lot of key injuries. Again, like I'm on the roster. I hate that I say that, but come on, guys. We got to get out there.
We're part of the team. I went to see the Herd Saturday night. And oh, gosh.
They didn't,
lost.
They lost, but the
but I'll tell you what. Grand Rapids looked great.
Did they
and
really?
We only had like one or two people who could even, you know, make a basket. I mean, it was like me being out on the court sometimes.
Ooh. Yikes.
No,
but their home opener was Friday. Looked like they had a great crowd.
They did.
Saturday
the energy was good.
Homelessness awareness.
Yep. Yes, that's great.
Night, so that was nice of them. And it's because today is Monday, November 18th, and it is Housing Day. And that is the day to bring awareness to our homeless population.
Is.
Yeah, it was started in 1998.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. To make it to sort of decriminalize, what's the word I'm looking for? Just to heighten the awareness that it's not a crime, that it's probably more of a problem than...
So it's Housing Day.
It is Housing Day.
That's nice. You know, I cut out early Friday, and thank you for letting me do that, because at the community shelter, we had our legislative breakfast to talk about exactly what today is. And I would have tied that in to my remarks had I known that today was Housing Day. But it was nice. We had representation from the federal government, from the state government, obviously from the city government, and from, you know, some of the surrounding communities. Because the new community shelter... You know, our job is to get people out of homelessness. That's what we do. It's not, we're not a soup kitchen where you feed somebody and then they walk around all day and come back and sleep. That's not our thing. Our thing is to get you into housing, but you got to be, it's not easy to own
you're
a house.
You're working for it
takes
and toward
it. It takes a long time to be, you know, you got to be a good neighbor. You got to really understand how to operate a house, pay your bills, all that kind of stuff. Well, anyway, we just had a great turnout for that. So I think the community, I didn't know that started in 98. I think they are aware.
They are
of housing, and I
we
know
might
that,
not always know how to take action, though.
Right.
What that translates to. So yeah. I'm glad that there are obviously places like the shelter, many in our area that are able to assist and get people back on their feet.
Yeah.
Today is also Princess Day, for no other reason just than everybody allegedly has always wanted to be treated like a princess.
What,
your girls must really lean in. Donna, you're going to just spoil Donna the rest of the day.
Man, I didn't know.
Quite the swing, isn't it?
I was going to say, my middle daughter she didn't like wearing tights. She didn't like ballet. She was, a little bit of a tomboy.
Yes. You're going to be shocked to know that I was as well.
Right.
A tomboy?
A tomboy.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. We had to get the roller blades with the jump and all that. And it's like, I didn't really like they broke their arm. But the doctor said, as long as you're wearing a helmet, I can fix arms, can't fix heads. So,
yeah. Bucket right there.
But that's weird when one of your kids, for those of you who are listening who have younger kids, like younger, I'm talking like eighth grade, seventh, eighth. But when they have a cast on all summer, it kind of affects the family.
It does.
Because it's like you stay home, we're going swimming.
Right.
So it was just a weird summer. Anyway, Princess Day. I don't know.
Well, check in with your
little
girls.
Little kids love Princess. I mean, when you're little, 3, 4, 5.
Well, in fact, our own Amanda, right? My boyfriend Jack, her son is growing his hair out, right?
Yep.
Like Elsa. So I'm for it, and he's adorable.
Okay. Yeah. Is that text you sent me by mistake?
Yes.
I didn't know what that was.
Todd, I sent that to you.
You should always.
I did not.
I sent the screenshot to you.
Oh, that's right.
She sent me the text, and it's like, love you. And I'm like, this isn't good.
Oh my God. I never even. So, what happened there? Yep.
Calling HR.
HR right away.
Right. That's right.
That might be a new record.
First of all, you should type the text first. No, just wait. And then put the contact in later. The last thing you do is put in the contact.
That might be the smartest thing I've ever heard you say. I'm serious. That's a great idea.
How are we just now getting to
a great idea?
Technology,
email,
ideas.
All that. No, that's the last thing you want to do is put the name in. Because then you put it in right, too.
The problem was that it was the talk to text. So I didn't know that my microphone was on. I didn't either. And I had opened the text message that we had going, which I don't even know was, see you Monday, whatever. And it caught all of my conversation with my beloved Jack, who was set up camping here to watch cartoons while mom worked. And, get your blanket. All right. Here's some snacks.
All right, I'm going to press charges. Okay, we're good.
Okay. Woo, really?
All right, it's Monday. Mine on the Mayor with
Nikki.
Nikki Z's in house.
Good
all right,
morning.
We'll be right back.
Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning. Monday morning couldn't guarantee that Monday.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mino and the Mayor, but Mino is not here, so we are with Nikki Z, who actually, you work here. You've been here for, a couple months?
Yep.
And you were in radio big time before that, right?
A little bit. Filled in down at WKSZ 95.9, and before that was with the Timber Rattlers.
Aren't we 95.9?
We are 97.9.
Okay, that's close enough.
97.9.
Hey, I was listening to us yesterday when I went to see my mom. And
Pool.
To talk about her football pool and bring her something to eat during the game. It was all music.
Mm-hmm, in the morning.
What a variety, though, huh? I mean, they had stuff from like.
It's the Music of the Stars by Lou Regani. He's on our station every Sunday morning, and he plays 20s, 30s.
Oh,
maybe
man.
I was surprised
because I'm kind of familiar with the 20s and 30s because of that party I had.
Yeah.
So I listened to every weekend. I'm like, Alexa, play music from the 20s, 30s. Anyway.
You should tell him.
To Biltmore Radio.
Correct.
So, you know, Todd's got a streaming service.
Yes.
Built more radio, and it just...
I was just surprised at the variety of music he was playing. Sometimes you stick to a decade or something, oldies or whatever, jazz, but what a variety.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
And he doesn't talk a lot either, which is nice. You know, it's I mean, Civic Media is a lot of people
talk.
Informing people.
It's a talk network.
It's a talk network, in a good way. I mean, they don't fight. They're not condescending. It's just everybody I listen to on this network is, you know, informative.
It's almost like our slogan is...
Real news, great conversation.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad I came up with that.
of course you're going to take credit.
No, but I was surprised. Yeah, I guess I don't listen to you guys on Sunday morning because I was like, wow, this is...
You guys...
I don't listen to us, but I do listen to my show at 1 o'clock, but... I was actually kind of engaged in the Packer game, so I have to download it. But you just go to Spotify, Lean Local, or go to the Civic Media app, and boom. And
love
it was all about, you know what it was about? Homelessness.
Again, because of
Monday.
Day.
Yes, although I
And that's why things like The Herd, they had that awareness day on Saturday. So somebody looked at the calendar somewhere.
We have to do something about it. Like I said, that legislative breakfast, and I just want to thank the legislators who were there.
Yeah.
We had a great turnout, and of course...
Give us some names.
And I'll tell you, well, you know what's cool about when we do things like that, the legislative breakfast or the volunteer luncheon? You know who cooks the food? The residents.
To say thank you?
Yeah. And they love it. They
nice.
Are so excited. I mean, what time was that breakfast? 8 o'clock. And,
wow.
You know, I think they're down there and they make their own, like, handmade granola, not whatever it's made,
yeah.
But granola.
And you guys sell that as well, don't you?
No, we don't. We're not, no, we really don't do that. I think we should. But, made the eggs and just, it's all, we don't buy anything. I mean, we buy the ingredients, but we don't buy anything pre-cooked. So I thought that was just really cool. But they got excited about it. Anyway, I just want to say these legislators have a lot on their plate right now, right? And for them to show up and say, look, how can we help you? So I've got some follow-up calls to make today. So anyway,
your
to-do
list is...
My to-do list is pretty long.
Well,
speaking of which, my to-do list this weekend, for those of you who have licenses, that this is like renewal time for your real estate license, your broker's license, your insurance license. You know, you have to have that stuff done. It's like real estate's every 2 years. So I called a friend of mine. I'm like, hey, like 2 years ago, we went to Appleton. I like classes where you sit in the class and the teacher talks and I can ask questions. And I'm like, hey, do you want to do that again this year? She texts back, those classes are over. There aren't anymore. I'm like, so you have to do it online. You
like
know what I mean?
Obsolete. No more in.
Well, they had it, but I missed it.
Oh.
Gotcha.
You know, and she goes, you have to do it online. And you know me, Mr. High Tech, no problem. Well, it took me forever to log in and get my password. And then it's 18 hours that you have to watch videos, take a test. It's 18 different tests. You know, on everything from, some of it's really easy, but remember we had Melcor's on here?
Sure.
There's been some changes in real estate, buyer agency. Can you show a house now?
Right.
You know, when are they a customer? When are they a client? And when can you negotiate prices? Well, just pretty basic rules, but you got to know it. So it was Saturday morning, I thought, and I text her and I'm like, oh, can we do this next week? And she's like, oh, you missed it. You know, those classes are all over. You got to go online. So I went online, figured that out. I got it all done.
You got all 18?
Well, I hope they don't, like, see if you read it. Because,
but you tested out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get any right. I got all of them right. You only have to get 80%, too, which is pretty low bar.
Here's the deal. That's...
I don't know if they're going to go back and say, you know what, Jim, you didn't watch all the videos.
But I doubt it.
I got all the tests right. I mean, I got all 18, all over 80. Most of it was, there's only like 5 questions per
session.
I hope
you don't renew medical licenses like that.
Right.
Like, right.
Doctor so-and-so.
Well, and then Donna,
I only have to get an 80.
And then Donna was renewing her insurance license because, you know, she's in the funeral home business and a lot of people will buy an insurance policy to cover their cost of their funeral. Anyway, their big thing, and I said, read me some of those questions, is on wire fraud. That's like a huge thing again. I thought that kind of went away after 9/11, but it's a big thing again. Is this, you know, terrorists getting money, wire fraud? So there was a lot of questions
as
about
it pertains
how, you know, if you buy insurance, if you buy a huge policy and then cancel it and want the cash back. That could be a way to do that. If you, what were some of the scenarios? And, you know, there's laws that you got to look for. Anyway, it was just, so we both, I just want to say that the year's coming to an end.
And you are.
Well, no, I just think everybody should take a look at that. Like, those of us who have licenses, like Johnny's got his real estate. I think he does, but those all have to be renewed by December 14th.
I'm sure that's what he's doing in the tree stand right now, too.
Yeah, John
studying.
Eating beef sticks and taking his test.
I'm sure on the 13th, he's not going to, would you take this test for me? Which I'm not going
hey,
to.
But, hey, Jim, hey, can you help me? What's the matter?
No, so that was, those are things that, you know, people got
to
look
that's
at.
It's a good and thing it, to be on top of. That's
it is.
A good call.
Like, I'm early, I was not the student who got stuff done early. I was always panicked.
Really? Anyone here surprised by that at all?
With the amount of show prep you do, Jim?
Yeah. My kids would say, Dad, I got to work on this project. I'm like, it's due in 2 weeks. I'm like, well, why the hell would you start on it now? But anyway, I became a better dad and said, okay, well, let's get it done. So.
Oh, nicely done.
I know, it was. That was not my practice.
Well,
anyway, I got that done.
Not as I do.
And if you listening out there have something that has to be done by the end of the year, do it now. Because then you'll enjoy Thanksgiving, you'll enjoy Christmas. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So get it done now.
Words of Wisdom by Jim Schmidt.
We
will be right back.
We'll be right back. I'm glad I read that.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning, everybody. It's Jim Schmidt and Nikki Z. Johnny's out. Did you see the weather? Look at that. It's 33. It's cold. 32 is like freezing.
This morning.
Wow.
But no wind, so I appreciated that.
33 in Green Bay, 32 in Oshkosh. Oh, we beat them. Good. 37 in Appleton. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's south. You know, usually
Appleton.
It's warmer as you go south. But Appleton, 37.
Whew.
All right.
No lake effect there.
But, okay, I was talking about, before we went to break, about getting projects done around the house because winter's coming.
You're already chomping
and
at
I never do this. This is so unlike me. Two things, like I was talking to you about during the break. One is I'm never ahead of the curve when it comes to that kind of stuff, although my wife is totally ahead of the curve, so we're trying to find some compromise after 33 years. But
just
she's
starting
like,
to explore
just
that.
One little project. So that's really important that you get that stuff done because, I mean, the weather's, there's so much to get done. Like even gas and stuff in the snowblower.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you got to get that done because else it's going to snow.
Well, we're still collecting leaves and bagging leaves because we live in an older neighborhood with very mature trees.
Yeah.
That will drop all. I mean, some of them still have their leaves at the first of the year. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
I don't know how they hang on to them.
Does your municipality pick up the leaves?
Yes.
Yeah, ours too.
But I think they're making last call for leaf collection in the fall because then the municipalities are getting, they're switching over the equipment to snow removal.
Right. But on leaves, you're right. It's, you got to get, but you can, I heard or read that you should mulch them.
Yes.
Because it's good for your yard.
Yes. And
but just to let them there is, and cheat is not a good idea because then they kill the grass.
Yep.
But like it is good for pollinators and stuff like that. Bees and stuff will hide in those on your lawn for
and
next
to
year.
Insulate some of your shrubs and some of the stuff closer to your house for the landscaping. You can use those.
So, and you can tell the neighbor that our neighborhood is really into getting there, but the one that's not really looks bad.
Oh, absolutely.
Kind of like the one that doesn't decorate, but that's okay.
There's nothing, that's adult peer pressure right there, right?
It is.
When somebody's mowing their lawn, and if you have a property line that matches up, and yours is neatly groomed, and theirs isn't.
Yeah. But the leaves, that has to, this week, after this week, I don't know if they're even picking up, so. And it's good exercise. You know, it's not that stressful. It's not like shoveling or something. I don't know. I have somebody do it. But anyway, it looks like good exercise. But the guy, I tell you why. Now, just let me
explain
why.
I watch a lot of workout videos. It looks like a good, good time.
They come over and they have not only the equipment, but the blowers too. Those loud things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway.
We're raking, we're blowing, then we're mulching. It's a three-step process in our neighborhood, or at least in our yard.
I'll tell you something that I used to farm out, and I did it myself yesterday. The outside lights, you know, like porch light and the pillar lights, and I washed those out by myself. I did. I got a ladder, and Donna gives me this like real little ladder. I'm like, that's not tall enough. She goes, I don't want you on a bigger ladder because you might fall, which is true.
She loves you.
She does, but I got the bigger ladder. It's a step ladder, but I got up there and I did that.
In a lot of cobwebs.
A lot of cobwebs.
Bugs and.
I almost turned back, but I thought, look, I'm up here.
Good for
I
you.
Said I was going to do it, and I did it.
And you said you guys did it together, trying to work out this.
We're trying to work more together because, you know, I mean, we don't. It's just important. She really didn't do that much. I did. I take the credit for that. But I changed all the bulbs, even if they work, because then I can change them all, you know, next year. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or else some of them burn out, and it's like.
Well, and then you're changing one, not the other. It's
right.
A pain in the butt. But
anyway,
this is your whole.
This is my whole get
diatribe.
Ready for the holidays. And then all of a sudden it's going to be Thanksgiving. And then Thanksgiving is so close to Christmas this year.
Yes, because it's so late.
Yeah.
In my mind, Thanksgiving should be this week. In my mentally, my time clock.
Right, right. It should.
Nope, one more week.
And then I like to have a holiday party or two. So I was looking at that, and there's just not a lot of Saturdays between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And there's something we're doing, I think Civic Media committed to on the 7th. Somebody's having a fundraiser or something. Anyway, well, I'll look at that. So the 14th, I think, is the best date for me to have a little get-together with.
You're already looking at food and guest lists and decor. You said you guys are going to start.
We haven't started decorating. We'll start that.
I haven't yet either.
Nah,
so here's the problem in our house. So I hate our Christmas tree, and we've had it for years. And it was.
That's how pleasant. I hate our Christmas tree.
But
I bet that's fun at your house.
It's no. Let me preface.
Okay, yeah. So it's an artificial tree.
It is an artificial
that
tree
that you have had for years.
We have,
and the lights
don't
work.
So the lights don't work.
Yeah, it's always.
So then you have to restring them. And this tree is, in its day, it was probably glorious because it was pre-lit. It is the height that I need. It is very full.
Yeah.
But now everything's wonky and bent and bent out of shape.
Yeah.
And then you have to restring the lights, which inevitably, every year, as soon as I get it looking acceptably beautiful, then one string in the middle of the light in the middle of the tree goes out.
Yep.
Well,
you know,
that is stressful for me to look at.
Oh yeah, no, that's a stressor
for any
family.
I've cried over putting string lights on the tree. So then we thought we had it figured out that Mr. Promo Nikki was going to be the stringer of the Christmas tree lights.
Yeah,
and that worked for 1 year, and it was delightful. But inevitably, that strand in the middle of the tree always goes out.
Yeah.
So we went Christmas tree shopping on Saturday evening.
Like for another
artificial pre-lit.
Don't spend too much money. Before you do that, look at, they're very expensive.
I mean,
$300, $400. Go to Facebook Marketplace because, I hate to say this, but people die and then they have all these Christmas decorations.
Good.
And
so then I want
you can get a good
the,
deal.
The ghost of Christmas.
No, it's okay.
Right.
It's okay. Ebenezer?
No. Who took my tree?
yes.
This house is a little creepy since you bought
that
tree.
And I've got ghosty things with other holiday lights in my house, so I don't need to take on somebody's.
Okay, I did. All right, so this is years ago. This is like, oh my God, 30 years ago. And I happen to like Christmas, and we weren't living in the house we are now. We're in a different house. And I was looking, the News Chronicle was a newspaper.
Yep.
And some guy wrote in there, you know, for sale, Christmas decorations, Christmas lights. So I went out. It was in the sticks. So I went out. It was, I think it was Kiwani. And I went to his house. He had just like those milk crate things, or just those, just lights and lights and lights and reindeer and Santa Claus and the nativity set and what else did he just everything there. And he was selling it. And I'm like,
oh,
yeah, that's why I went out there, because it was for sale. It was selling Christmas decorations. And I think they were moving or going to a nursing home or something, whatever. So I went out there and this is, you know, $10 for this and that. I said, look, how much do you want for all of this stuff?
Yeah, just take it.
And he said, I think it was $200. I don't even remember. Whatever, $150, $200.
But that's very reasonable for
yes,
what you
I was
got.
Because like, if you, the individual parts would have been, you know,
obscene.
$10 for this box, $5 for this box. I said, okay. I said, will you deliver it? And the guy goes, yeah, I'll deliver. Pay me cash. So I gave him cash, gave him $200, whatever. And then I went home. And then like 2 hours later, the guy's backing up my driveway. And so I still have some of that. I got to get rid of some of that. But anyway, I have a lot of Christmas decorations. So my point is, before you go, and look, I love the stores here, but there's some stuff on Facebook that
Do you just put the same stuff up every year, though? So
no.
Sometimes I get in,
no.
You know, I browse Pinterest, and then something is the new hot, cute trend.
No, I don't
and then
do that. I don't like
gotta...
have those rotating lights. And all. I don't do that, no. I mean, it's traditional, but it's different,
right?
I'll use different lights. So sometimes I'll put colored lights. What I want to do, I talked about this.
Ooh, that should be our poll today. White lights or the...
I like white lights.
Big bulb colored lights, the multicolor.
I want to do the multicolor because my house, you know, the gable would look really, really cool. But I don't want to go up on the roof. Because I don't want to fall.
Correct.
I don't have a ladder. I guess I do have a ladder that tall, but I don't want to.
Donna's not going to let you up there.
No, but my neighbor,
Clark
three
W.
houses,
Griswold would absolutely come.
My neighbor three houses down has a cherry picker. He does.
Uh huh.
He's got the truck. So I might.
Oh yeah, because weren't we going to send Mino up on that?
Nope, not in my house. You're not.
No, but... no. In the cherry picker.
Where are we going to do it on the trees across
the
street?
Yeah,
did
yeah,
you
yeah,
see?
Yeah.
Hey, I just kudos to. I got to get down to Oshkosh and Appleton and see their decorations, but.
Appletons aren't up yet, I guess.
No?
No.
Well,
because they have a week yet before their holiday parade.
Okay. Green Bay got ahead of it a little bit. And south
yes.
of us looks great.
Yes.
But they kind of ignore us down here on the, what are we, on the 400 block?
Yes, we are the 400 block.
They don't, the north side, they don't.
Should we jazz it up? Jazz
well,
our windows up?
Those trees
up?
Would look awesome lit up like they do.
Yeah, down the street.
Yeah.
Is that their private property, though? That's probably why.
Well, the median is the city's property.
But is that the median? It's not on the.
It's on the.
Oh, it's on Schreiber's land.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Oh,
call your
boy.
Friend up from Schreiber. Tell him to put some lights up.
Yeah. Come on, you guys.
Gosh.
All right, working on it. Anyway, what I started this whole thing was Christmas is coming, Thanksgiving is coming, and we're gonna be gone for a week, so we really are starting to check the boxes.
I like it. So Christmas shopping. Have you started that?
Now, we're not big on that. Not because we're cheap. We're not big on that because it's more experiences. Like, we'll...
Yes,
and
okay.
Like, one of our daughters is going to India, so... You know,
airline
ticket, that kind of stuff. Upgrade
nice.
Them, whatever. So...
I love that you guys do that, though, because then hopefully that starts the whole tradition for them doing that for...
Their kids.
Yep.
No, here's the key. Your kid... How old is your youngest?
14.
Way too old.
Yep.
Anyway...
Way too old.
When you start when they're young, and we've done this, and this something that you have to start when they're young, like one, two. Our kids, and they're, you know, obviously in their late 20s now, got three gifts.
The one that you need, the one that you want.
I don't know, but
we
didn't go into that detail.
Oh.
It's just that, you know, if you celebrate Christmas and you're Christian, it's like, you know.
The three wise men
right,
and the gifts.
Three gifts. And why would someone get more than that? And our kids never expected. Because you get the grandparents,
yes.
the godparents.
Oh,
they're the ones who are going to load up the house.
Absolutely.
So anyway.
It's a lot.
But now.
As someone who knows Santa's helper, it's
right.
a lot to... Divide that Christmas list up. Who gets to give what?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I was growing up, we had bigger Christmases. I don't know why my parents did that, but we did. But my sister, my older sister Dawn, whenever the Easter Bunny would come, would literally pick all the candy out of each basket and count to make sure we all got the same number of jelly beans, wow, chocolate kisses, everything.
Ooh, yeah.
And
okay, that's
was that there ever an occasion it wasn't exactly even?
I don't remember.
Pressure on your parents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pressure on your parents. Can't just throw it in there.
No.
Wow.
I like it.
So I don't know.
So what does she do now?
She's an accountant.
What has this led to?
She's a CPA.
Yeah, absolutely.
She works for the IRS.
Her abacus is, yeah.
Oh,
one for
man.
Him, one for yeah. me.
No, when people, the stresses of Christmas and, giving experiences are cool. And one year we took our kids and their, whatever, boyfriends, husbands, to Hamilton. Went to Chicago.
They
and it was fun. So we, to kind of give him a tease, we gave him a $20 bill, right? Hamilton's on a $20 bill, right? And then we gave him we gave him the room key to the Hyatt, and then so my wow. one daughter what and
this
then we gave
really
the ticket.
Think this stuff out.
Oh yeah, we do. But that was I just want to say
I
want to go back
anything.
To
I don't do anything for Christmas. There are no gifts, there are nothing.
Oh man, no, that
Krampus over there.
Yeah. But the other thing I want to say is that then when we went there, then they could, everyone can pick one restaurant for the night. And there's some really great restaurants. That was
Bravo.
A great experience. Our kids will talk about
this
that.
This is Christmas 101 with Jim Schmidt.
No, I just, there's a lot of things you can do to take the stress away. That's my point.
Start now.
Right. Start thinking about it. And there's so much online. And even getting ready for your house, it's like, you know, when to get the turkey. And then if you're having friends over, then, you know, we have to get in our house extra toothbrushes. Our kids, I don't know why they forget that. So you go to Costco, there's tons of toothbrushes there.
Dollar
so,
Tree?
Yeah, not Dollar Tree. We wouldn't do that. But anyway.
You know,
all right, we're going to be right back. Any ideas you got make the holidays a little less stressful, send
Let's
them in.
Them.
Let's hear them. All right.
Right back.
Nikki and the Mayor.
Oh, white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right. Nikki Z, Todd Michaels, and the Mayor. We are talking the holidays. We want you to download the Civic Media app and let us know things that we can do to make the holidays less stressful.
Let's hear
it. I'm really into that. I am. And I think it's great.
I love it. And you were talking while on the break. You guys have a number of Christmas trees that you put up.
Yeah. Right, so, how many though?
We have small trees. We put trees in all the kids' bedrooms.
Right.
Just those tinsel ones though.
Oh, okay. So those are
and then we got one of our son-in-laws from Columbia, so we like put like little soccer balls on there for him. You know,
you're so thoughtful. My holiday traditions have become.
I'm so impressed.
Nothing. I don't want to do anything.
For
I don't want to put up a tree. I just don't.
Oh man.
I don't. Really? Know. Well, I think for me it was like with my parents being gone.
It can be
and
sad.
Oh.
What's the point? I get it.
I would love.
Some people can't wait till it's over. And
oh
it's
my
like,
gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
and I also think in radio, because of being in this industry so long, when you come to the holiday season, there's such a switch over to, you know, I worked for music stations. Everything's got to be Christmas music and you have to create this whole
magical.
You know, yeah.
Yep.
And so you work for weeks on that.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you got 4 weeks of it and then you've got to come back out. There's so much work around the holiday season.
Right. All right. A couple
things.
You're
just protecting your own
energy.
No,
a couple things I would do if you're my brother or something, this is what I would suggest. I would say, look, why don't you call the homeless shelter and go serve a meal?
Sure.
Yeah.
Cook a meal, serve a meal. They love it. And we decorate our place. I mean, our place really looks, actually, we don't decorate it. We have Prevea, one of the healthcare systems comes in and decorates. They do it every year. Or maybe it could be the Optimist Club or the Rotary. Somebody comes in and decorates, and our place looks great. But to go there and you can wrap gifts, because we all our residents get gifts.
I love wrapping gifts.
Me, paper bag, throw it in.
Gift bag.
We got work to do. Let's just start with the meal. Just come in and serve a meal. You'll feel good. You put your little hat on. So you kind of feel the spirit.
Hairnet? Yeah.
No.
Your Christmas hairnet?
That Santa hat on. Those are like a dollar. Those are cheap. Yeah, and there you go. He's a great Santa, I'll tell you that. The other thing you could do, Todd, to help is you could have a small Christmas party. Decorate a tree, invite a couple friends over, and just...
Todd doesn't like people or music or food.
I want to get him in the spirit.
Well...
And then
I think that his name is Jim or Jim Beam.
There's a lot of help on that. Like how to set the table for different meals, right? You want to download that. The linens, I kind of got that covered.
Let's hope.
But then it says, you know, the day before, 2 days before, 3 days before, all this stuff to do. And then you get there, it's like, we are ready.
Huh.
So like I said, if kids are staying overnight, you know, and we...
matching pajamas.
We already got that. They're here. We already got the matching pajamas.
Who are you, Jim Schmidt?
We got those.
Who are you?
We do that every
What's
year.
What's this year's theme for pajamas?
Well, we're all going to be in New York, and that might be the Christmas card, too. Depends where we go.
Gosh, so, darn it.
We got matching pajamas. Those came in. She got them from Macy's. I just saw the box.
Oh, my gosh.
The box just came in on Friday. That's funny you bring that up today.
We walked by the Macy's when we were in New York this summer. It was pretty neat. Yeah. My youngest was very intrigued. My youngest, 14-year-old boy, wants nothing to do with, he's very much going to grow up to be...
Todd.
Okay. Yep. And I'm down for
and
that.
And there's nothing wrong with
there's
that.
There isn't. You got to have
nothing
those.
Wrong with
it's
that.
It's good to compare it to
there's
somebody.
Be one of those in
Thank
every family.
God you're not...
No, right.
No,
right.
Keeps his social circle to a minimum. Sports and is life, and that is it. But he was at just so intrigued. Well, how does the parade work in a city like this?
Yeah.
And so logistically, he wants to know about the bleachers and the route and how do you know where to sit and how do you get there?
Why? Is that the engineering part? Why is he in?
Because
if you want to teach him about parades.
He's always asked really good questions.
Okay, here's what you want to do. Have you been to the circus parade?
No.
Milwaukee?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, we never miss that. And that
is the circus parade.
It's the best parade in the state of Wisconsin. And it's
Appleton's Flag Day parade.
But the circus parade, you're down in Baraboo, they have all those old
circus cars,
and then they're all drawn by horses.
Really?
And it's you can go down and look at the grounds. That is where I met Bob Keeshan.
Who is?
Captain Kangaroo. I met him there. I met him, like, that was, like, my childhood idol. Captain Kangaroo.
Is he from Wisconsin? Or was he, like, the
parade He looked just like
parade
he, was little, he was wearing that red jacket. I think he's dead now.
He better be dead.
Yeah. No.
Not that way.
He could still be around.
No chance. That guy was 100 years
he's
old
dead.
When I
okay,
was a
so,
kid.
All right. Yeah. But when? That was in the 2000s, right?
I'm not sure.
Anyway. That is a great parade. And then you can get the bleachers. Right, because you can get reserved seats for that.
Oh,
and then what you should do with him is stay either at the Pfister or the Hyatt, and then you get the brunch and bleachers. So you stay there, and then you can go to brunch, and then walk out there. And
is this in conjunction with a festival, or it's just the circus?
It's not in
parade.
Conjunction, but it happens to be the same weekend as Bastille Days, the French. It's a fun weekend. I love Milwaukee. Huh. We go there anyway.
Why are you doing radio? You should just be an events planner, yeah. Right?
I love events.
Weddings.
Get this. A friend of mine called who is not dissimilar to me. And he moved to Florida. He's a little older. And you know what he does? He got a job just picking up people at the hotel and taking them to the airport.
Oh, you'd be great at that.
And he loves it because he has traveled quite a bit. And he gets his tips are great because he's a huge Packer fan and if they're from Illinois, where are you from? They're from Illinois. And then after he drops them off, he goes, well, I'm from Green Bay. And guy goes, why don't you tell me that? He goes, because then you want to tip me.
Exactly.
So, anyway,
so the banter.
He's great. That's a cool job. I got to figure out what I'm going to do. But yeah, I love events. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on. Christmas, you guys, let's share some great ideas. And with the overall theme being less stress.
Speaking of
keep it here
holidays, peace tree lighting coming up in downtown.
This is
going to
be great.
Bay.
This is one of my favorite events.
And Jen Metcalf is going to join us after the break.
And I always led the singing.
Perfect. Oh, God. Keep
I
it
did,
here.
Man. Ask her. Okay,
oh, I'll
keep it here.
With the mayor.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.